Use paused. Her eyes began to burn with real hatred. At least it felt that way in her force aura. Then she glanced toward the 2-1B droid.
They didn't even think I was worth killing. They left me in the infirmary to die slowly and alone.
She pointed an accusing finger at the droid.
While he monitored my decline and recorded the whole process.
Luke cocked a brow at the 2-1B.
Is that true? He asked. You didn't try to help her?
Her biochemistry is unique,
the droid said, sounding almost defensive.
It's impossible to synthesize a replacement without access to the proper formula.
And it's impossible to reverse engineer the enzymes, you said. That's how the Grefs controlled me. It's how they control all their biots. We obey, or they stop providing the enzymes.
All their biots? Leia echoed. I'm not sure I want to ask this, but how many like you are there? I'm guessing dozens, Luke said.
He turned to Use.
Isn't that how the Krebs have been taking over so many conglomerates? By infiltrating biots like yourself into their management?
Use looked away.
It was how they were trying to take Lando's operation.
She cast an apologetic look in Lando's direction and was rewarded with an icy glare.
But I wouldn't know about any other acquisitions.
You must have some idea.
Leia crossed the deck to Use and braced both hands on the arms of her chair.
You've already said you were part of a generation of biots. How many generations are there? And how many in a generation? 100? 1,000?
Instead of shrinking away, Use met Leia's gaze evenly.
Does this mean we have a deal?
With you?
Lando scoffed. He turned to Luke.
Be careful, old friend. Dina may be desperate for those so-called enzymes, but that doesn't mean helping us is her best shot at getting them. For all we know, she might be hoping to trade us for a lifetime supply.
Clearly you don't understand the Krefs, you said. They may promise a lifetime supply, but they'll deliver only as long as it suits them. That's why I need you, to help me enter Base Prime and find the formula for my enzymes.
Then we'll make the same deal with you, Luke said. We'll do what we can for you, as long as you're useful to us.
I suppose that's fair.
Use turned back to Leia.
To answer your questions, I don't think there could be more than 30 biots in my generation, and a few hundred in the Nargon's generation. The lab isn't large, and maturation takes 2 years. At least it did for me.
2 years? That's impossible,
Luke said, starting to grow angry with her.
The Krefs have been in the Rift less than a year.
Use's expression grew more confident.
You need my help even more than I realized, Master Skywalker, she said. You're not accounting for the time dilation. A year in the Rift is closer to 5 years at Base Prime.
Time dilation, Luke echoed. Are you saying the lab is...
He stopped, trying to understand exactly what Use was suggesting. Every starship pilot knew that as gravity and velocity increased, time slowed relative to an outside observer. But you seemed to be describing the opposite effect, that time moved faster in the lab.
Are you saying the Krefs have found a way to accelerate time?
Tahiri asked, finishing the question for Luke.
It's not a way so much as a place,
Use replied.
That's why they built Base Prime where they did. Time seems to run faster on the artifact than it does the rest of the Rift.
Which sort of makes sense, given what's happening in the bubble, Ben said. If space is expanding around the artifact, it's not too surprising that time might be dilated on it.
Or that the Krefs would find a way to exploit the fact,
Lando said, sounding almost envious.
If I could expand my production time without affecting my delivery date? Whew, that's a heck of an advantage, even for a legitimate business.
But what does that have to do with Han? Leia asked. Why would they need him for any of this?